the coach, Mike Wee Maidens. I'm on the road with the man here.
Finally.
Joy Core. See, he's been big leaguing me, but I finally got him.
I'm shy, that's why.
All right, I got Joy Core here, the bench coach for the Chicago White Sox. How we doing today?
We're doing good. We feel happy. Finally, we got in the show, so it's a good day.
Yeah. And my show reached a young audience, some young aspiring high school, college baseball players. So for those youngsters, just what is the duty and responsibility of a major league bench coach?
Well, basically, you kind of trying to think along the lines during the game as a manager, and you know, trying to basically give ideas to us during the game of what the situations or what's going on, because sometimes he's going to be thinking about what's going on with the pitching or whatever, and I might be thinking ahead of the next inning what we're going to do offensively. So trying to think along the lines with Aussie, but trying to give him ideas of situations and you know, some possibilities, and at the end of the day he's going to make the decision, but I'm going to give him some to choose from.
So you like the second mind in that dugout?
I don't know about that, but I like to think that I help Aussie, you know, make the decisions that need to be made.
I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. It's every kid's dream to play major league baseball, and you had that opportunity to be a major leaguer and play second base. So what was that experience like for you?
Like you said, it was a dream, because ever since I can recall, I wanted to be a baseball player. Maybe when you're 3-4 years old, maybe not thinking about being a major league player, you want to play little leagues, and they don't let you because you're too small. But I wanted to be a baseball player for sure, and you know, it came through. And I mean, for that I gotta thank not only all my coaches throughout little leagues, all that stuff, but I had the opportunity not only to be a major league ball player, but to go to college because of baseball. And I went to Vanderbilt University there in Nashville, and had that great opportunity, and without that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So I had to thank baseball for that. But it was a dream. It's great. And once you get to the major leagues and you start playing with the guys that you watch on TV, you're saying, wow. And the other day, we were playing Cleveland, by the way, and you know, just a quick story. And Robbie Alomar was getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you're saying, wow, I got to play with a Hall of Famer, you know, right next to it, compete against him, play with him, and you know, and I consider him my friend. So finally you say, wow, he's unbelievable. And when you're growing up, you're thinking about all those things, and then now those things are happening, and pretty soon Frank is going to be there. I got to play with Frank, you know, I got to play with Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, Omar Vizquel, Gene Tomey. I mean, it's amazing, and it's been great. Baseball's been great to me.
You had a good career with the White Sox as a second baseman. When you look at these players coming up today, are they coming up too quick? Are they being developed, or are they rushed to the big leagues?
There's some that are coming up too quick, yeah, but it depends on the organization where you're at. But, you know, I hate the term back when I play, but back when I play, we had to spend some time in the minor leagues and learn all the nuances of the game. And, you know, you spend enough time in the minor leagues to go pretty much through all situations in baseball. Maybe a few that you don't go, obviously, but a lot of situations. And now kids are coming up that they haven't gone through a bunch of situations, and you actually have to teach them up here in the big leagues while you're trying to win a big league game, how to play the game, or some situations that they haven't experienced. And that's different from back then. But you know, they are talented. I tell you that much. They're very, very talented with a lot of power, a lot of speed, great hands. But sometimes that experience helps you too, obviously, go through the major league game.
When I coach college ball, we call it paying your dues.
Pay your dues. You have to pay your dues. And a lot of the kids now are paying their dues here in the big leagues. And that's tough, because the main thing here in the big leagues is winning ball games. And sometimes you're losing ball games because they haven't experienced some type of situation, and it's brand new to them.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, you have to tell them, hey, this is this and that. And before, it wasn't happening like that. You play in the minor leagues, you went through it, and you know when to take a pitch, and you know when to bunt, and you know when to move a runner over, or playing the defense according to the pitcher, or according to the pitcher. And those things, kids are learning it here in the big leagues, so that stuff.
So who were some of your mentors in the games when you was coming up?
The one in baseball, Sandy Alomar Sr., that's why we close with Robbie, because we played together, and Sandy Alomar Sr. taught us a lot about the game. And he keeps doing it, because I call him every once in a while. I keep calling him, and you know, he's been through everything. I mean, he played, he was an all-star, he was a coach, he was a manager, he was a bench coach, he's been through everything. So I keep calling him every time I need advice, and then he's been great to me.
So let me ask you, these last couple of courses, I know you got to get in there. What was your most embarrassing moment you had in the big leagues?
Oh, I had a bunch of them. Trust me, I had a bunch of them. The one that comes to mind right away, I was in New York playing shortstop against the Mets, and I made three errors throwing and against the Mets, and that was tough. As far as, but everybody makes errors, okay? You know, you can call that embarrassing or not, but one time I hit a fly ball and didn't know where it was, and I made a mistake to stay at home plate, and there goes the fly ball was at first base, and it fell down. And I still at home play, and to this day, Lou Piniella was my manager in Seattle. Always remind me that could not happen, and I was very embarrassed at that one because a lot of people, game on the line, all that stuff, and but it never happened again. So
never happened again. What was your most memorable moment?
Well, I got to say when I played with Seattle and we played that fifth game against New York Yankees, uh-huh. And a playoff series that a lot of people remember. And that fifth game, we played extra innings, and Randy Johnson came and pitched. And I bunted down the line. Griffey hit another base hit. Edgar hit the double, and we won the game. And we won the series. That's probably the top one. I mean, I made an all-star, all that stuff. But that game specifically, that was great.
Okay, and the last question. I got to take you back to that first day when you got called up to the big leagues. You walked in that locker room for the first time and saw your uniform hanging up. What was that experience like?
San Francisco, I got to tell you, it was opening day in 1987 at San Francisco and Old Candlestick, and they announced, obviously, their starting lineup. And when I got announced, I got tears in my eyes. I hold a little bit, but, you know, you can tell I was emotional. I said, wow, this, finally in the big leagues, you know. Yeah. He was very emotional because that you've been dreaming about that moment for forever, for all your life. And all of a sudden, it happened. It's real. And he was very emotional. That was great.
The coach take you behind the scene with the man, Joey Corr, who's been big leaguing me, but he gave me an interview.
We got it. You got it.
I got it.
Thanks,
all
man.
Right. Appreciate it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview, a blast from the past. And I want all of those you out there that's watching to go to our YouTube channel and become a subscriber. Just click on the subscribe link and you will be a subscriber. Thank you very much. Until the next show, peace out.